Okay, Rabosai, hopefully finishing up soon. There was one Nakuda that I didn't explain when we're doing Dan Basulim. We said the Rosh's opinion is that the reason why we're Machmir is we treat every woman like a Bogeris. And a Bogeris is usher after that bia. Rabbi Tuchman was pointing out this. So the question is, why is the Bogeris usher? Why is the Bogeris usher after the first bia? Everyone else at least gets one, you know, either kolayla or still makas. So Rabbi Badi has in the sefer, and there's a sefer Shema Yaakov. The sefer Shema Yaakov says that because of Bogeris, maybe she doesn't have Basulim by the time she's that age, maybe the Basulim is not there. And therefore, if there's blood, it's you have to assume it's Damnida. And you can't be told that there's a Makkah, because, and meaning the Dam Basulim being the Makkah, because once she's that age, maybe it's not Vade to be Dam Basulim. And that's how the Shema Yaakov explains. Rav Badi has a similar approach that we have Choshish that it's real Dam Nida or Dam Machmas Tashish or whatever. But that's what the Sefer Shema Yaakov says, that when there's blood after a bia, the bia rishona, so we're going to say that's Dam Nida. Why aren't we told it with Makkah with the Basulim? Because Basulim is a Makkah. The answer is because, as the Sefer Shema Yaakov explains, because it's not, it could be by then, that age, she doesn't have Basulim anymore. So it's not a Vade Talia. So Rav Badi has a similar notion, but based on this idea, Rav Badi says that it could be Maker Adin, that if you would go to the doctor before the wedding, and then the doctor would see that the Basulim were there, then it would be a Kula. Usually people assume you go to the doctor to see if you have Basulim, because if there's no Basulim, maybe she wouldn't have to be Purish. Rav Badi has a different word, that Fakir. The Basulim is a Kula. It's just that normally by we ask her because we don't know for sure if she has a Basulim. But maybe if we know for sure that she has a Basulim and she went to the doctor and the doctor says before and there's blood, so then she can be told the Basulim and as a Kula. And that's his, a similar notion. Shema Yaakov doesn't go as far as saying, and therefore if she would go to the doctor, that's Rav Badi says that. Rav Shlomo Zalman didn't agree with him. It's usually not the accepted Mahalach, because we assume that a couple has a Bir Shona, they're Parish. But Rav Badi had this Kula that if she would go to the doctor before the wedding, and the doctor would see the Basulim are there, so maybe that would be a Kula that they wouldn't have to be Parish after the Bir. But again, most don't follow this Kula. It's that the Rav Badi and the Sefer has his Tshuva, also has Rav Shlomo Zalman's letter to him, disagreeing. Because this only works if you work with this Mahalach of why Dam Basulim is Osir. But, it's a big Kula, everybody was afraid that people are not going to be able to Mikayim this halacha, and so we thought maybe this could be a possible heter for them. But again, usually most poskim, obviously do not work with this heter. Okay, Maris Dam. So Bez Hashem, when any of you getting married this, and you want to bring Maris and see Maris together, I'd be happy to do it with anybody. But basically the Mishnah says that there are five Maris Dam. There are the five Maris Dam are different shades of red, and one of them is black. So it's the Adam v'Hashachar, red and black. Kikarim Karmos, the corner of a row of a vegetable which is reddish, and kimeme adama, if you'll take water and you put the earth in the water, there's a reddish tinge to it. Kimozug, like wine that has diluted wine. So these are different shades of red. And so lemaisa, bisman chazal, the concept of checking the dam was to be able to discern which shade of red it is. Which shade of red it is. Because as far as chazal is concerned, it could be red, and if it's not one of these four reds or were black, it would be mutter. In other words, the chokhma, that's why we explained Rabbi Keskel Roth Zatzal, that the concept of the heter of tzivonim is because once there's tzivonim, you're not going to be able to tell the different shades. Right? And the idea of Riyaz Dam is that red is mutter, Mikra did. It's just these particular shades of red are usser, and you need an special expertise to be able to discern what's the usser red and what's not. However, the Rush writes here on page 14, he says, Uvidoros halalu ein boki b'maris damim lishoin al chochmoso. But today we're not so bucky to know the difference within the reds. Even in the time of the Gemara, Hayu Menachachom, the Gemara says, Hayu Menachachom, Shayu Om Nimnoi Meliros Domin. Even in the time of the Shas, the Gemara says that this Amor said, I don't check Maris because I'm not able to do so. I'm not bucky. So why you're not bucky? You can't tell the difference between red and not. No, because that Bizman Chazal, according to the Mishnah, it meant that only these five, the black and then four different shades of red. So the Maisa, if it wasn't one of these four, then it would be mutter. So you needed a special expertise to be able to discern that it's not one of these four. So that's why some Chachmei in the Gemara said, we're not so bucky to know the difference between this red and that red. And he says, Kol Shekein, she said, Ha'idna, She'en Latai. So Bizman Hazeh, we have the practice that we're Machmir in all reds. Even though Taka, the red, that is not maybe one of the real Osir reds, but we don't have the Bekiyas to know what's the usser red and what's not, so we usser all reds. So today it's not such a big deal. It's easier to paskin because all you have to know today is that it's not even any red. If you know it's not any red, then but back then to paskin on a neither means that you're paskining between a usser red versus a mutter red. That needs a high level of expertise. And that's why the poskim say maybe that the concept of, I think the Torah Shlom says, the concept of not seeing dam balayla is because you won't be able to differentiate within the reds. But if today we could have certain lights and then even though it's manaya, we don't necessarily need the or hayom because we don't need to know the difference within the... That's what the Torah Shlomo says. He says that the reason why the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch didn't go into detail about Maris Dam, because today we just asked her all reds, so we don't have to know the technical... technical halachas. Oh, okay. But that's the vort, that we only ask her certain. So certain reds are technically mutter, but not as that we ask her everything. So the question is, is this really a din d'oraisa or not? The fact that we aser all the reds, is that a shaila of a d'oraisa, a suffix d'oraisa, or no? We know for sure if it's like a lightish red and it's not one of the reds, so it's really not a suffix d'oraisa, but we still aser it. Midrabba. In other words, this chumra, so that's what the Tzemach Tzedek has a tshuva here on page 21, where he says, do we treat it as a suffix d'oraisa or a suffix d'rabbanu? The fact that we ask the other reds. V'ayil chomar d'ya yesh suffix d'oraisa. So he says that we treat it like a suffix d'oraisa. But others disagree. We already, I think, we saw the tshuva of the Marsham. That the Marsham says, no, it's like if a person loses the bedikah cloth, and they know that it's that it won't, and they know it wasn't definitely a real reddish red. It may have been a red tint, so maybe you could assume that it was only a shayla of a derabanan, and be more room to be made. Now there's a question whether are you machmir in certain days over other days. Maybe the hefsek tara, you want to have a better, hefsek tara than. If you want to see particularly on page 31, the Torah Shlomim, that's the where he says nearly times the lohot tikatur v'machaber kesi zerachum mars dam dida. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring the din of seeing dam balayl, not seeing dam balayla, or just bayom, because again these halachas may are not relevant to zmanazeh because you're just machmir to zmanazeh. But again, we're not machmir totally. Obviously, if it's not red, then it's mutter. So the shayla is there a different standard, like for hefsek tara? Maybe hefsek tara has to be a better, color than because that's the ikur bedika to be machzik that she stopped bleeding. So say there's a discussion. What's the story of brown? What's the story of yellow? So he says that some poskim a machmir. Rav Yitzchak Chochanan has a tshuva in the Sefer Zikaron for Rav Hutner. They printed like some things from Rav Yitzchak Chochanan, and he was machmir of brown. Rav Yitzchak Chochanan, but many poskim today. A makel on brown. So the Chochmas Adam has a discussion about what about gel, like yellow. So he says that maybe for the hefsek tara, you should be more green. So therefore he says that you should be more machmir with certain bedikas like in the Hefsek Tara, just one more word. Because you want to get a better. Here, page 36, he writes, Siftes. It says, "Venerally, I feel kamar gel. B'shav shita kazav yesh lahachmer b'dika zu." In other words, in the hefsek tara, you should be machmer even yellow. That's the chachmas adam. That's the chachmas adam. So. Even though we normally say that it's okay, but there should be more chumrah for the hefsek tara. So the Puparav on page 37 says no. High time kosherly l'havi ma shehichmir chachmas adam leaning mara gel behefsek tara the kavarasu mishum da'adayin yeish lacheskas tameya. Because since she's still a cheskas tameya until she gets a good hefsek tara, so to uproot that chazaka, we want something that's very good. Not even yellow. But he says he thinks not. He says, if not going to be tamei the rest of the week, we're not going to be tamei it as a hefsek tara. So therefore, he thinks that we shouldn't paskin. You know, he says, especially people, I mean, he says he only found this thing in the Chachmas Adam. And Mashmah, the other poskim don't hold from such a thing, meaning that if the Hefsek Tara was yellow, they would be Mako. So especially, he says, the people who have difficulty getting Tohar, he says, any Machmir ki Chachmas Adam, mi bubor she'enu rak jet gel. And Rav Abadi's always told me, you know, the kula was yellow, and Rav Abadi's is like the Puparav, not to be to differentiate between the Hefsek Tara and other days. Either it's mutter or it's also, etc. The Shaloh HaKadosh has a whole thing here on page 38. That if she found Mara HaYarok. Rav Shachd always likes to point out that Yarok really means yellow. Yarok Akarsi means green. But he says if she finds yellow and she has a Hargasha, you know, like in a Badika cloth, so then maybe she should be more Machmer. Even below Hargasha, Matzakasim Zeyesh Lahakel. So, in other words, if there's a hargasha, like it was a bedika cloth, so that's. So maybe it could be machmir on a yellow thing, was that's the shayla of a deraisa. Because it's a sofik hargasha. But lemaisa, the minig oil is to be mako on yellow, even on a bedika cloth. And the Rabbi says, even on a hefsek. He thinks he could be Mekel. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a whole other approach to these shilas. This is the tshuva that he wrote to Rabbi Tokayer. Rabbi Tokayer lived in West Orange for the later years. Unfortunately, he was nifter around a year or so ago. He's Rabbi Jack's father-in-law and Rabbi Eitan Tokayer's father. I had a relationship with him as well. He was also a Moyle. But he was a Rav in South Carolina at one point. So So he has, so Rav Moshe wrote him a whole tshuva here about Hilchas Nida, about the different days. On page 40. He says, if it was no Hagasha, it was Hagasha means you really had Hagasha. It was just a Bedika, doesn't mean he had it. That's a Suffolk Hagasha. Maybe he had Hagasha. So he says you could still be Makel with yellow or brown, even in the first 3 days. This is only a Suffolk Hagasha. But if it's Vade, then no Hagasha, it's on a Kesem. You could be Makel with yellow and brown, even during the first 3 days. He said, in other words, once there's a Bedika, he says you should only be Makel on yellow and brown, B'shas Adchak. And the first 3 days, it's a Safek Hargasha. You could be Makel B'shas Adchak. If it's Vade Lo Hargasha, it's a Kesem, then you could be Makel even in the first 3 days. But if it's a Mara and Notel Ad Mimus, then you should be Machmer even by a Kesem, obviously provided that's the Shear. And that was, again, but this Mesorah I have from Rav Avadi, and that's the sheet of the Puparav, is that it's either mutar osur, and not to be machalic between this day or that day, in all cases, either mutar or osur. Then in the supplement of Maris Dam, there's a question of if he showed it to a chacham and he was metame the gemara in Avodah Zarah, so then you can't show it to another chacham because he already passed on it. Rabbi Kellermer once told me a story. Rabbi Kellermer Ratzal once told me a story that he showed a mara to Rav Yashiv, and Rav Yashiv was machmir, and then Rabbi Kelma then was walking away, but then Rav Yashiv followed him and said, but you shouldn't view it as if I paskin on it. Meaning, if you want to go to a different Rav, you could do that. As I can't be Makel, but if you want to go to a different Rav, we shouldn't view this as a Chacham Shahora. That once you went to a chacham and it was mora, so you shouldn't go to another chacham. You know, and then different people have different mesoras of how to paskin. Like Rav Yecheskel Roth, who was known to have a mesora l'kula. He was just Nifter recently. He's the Carlsberger Rav from Barpok. So some people would go to him if there was a difficult Shaila. Rafaiva Cohen didn't think it was right to, if that's not your Rebbe, to, that's not your Masorah, just to go to him because you think he has a Kula. But Lamaisa, people would do that especially if there was a Shas Adchak, etc. Okay. But, when you get married, the best thing is to ask Shilas at the beginning, so then you get somewhat of a mahalach of what's the problem, what's not a problem, etc. Okay, let's do a little bit about Dam Chimud now. Which packet is that?
Yes, it's the case. And then the supplement.
Okay, so Dam Chimud is an interesting halacha that
it's a. Which packet is it?
36A. You don't know if it's online?
It may not be.
It may not be?
Ben, is it online?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, maybe I'll try to get it online.
Yeah, 36B from yesterday also wasn't online.
No? Okay, so what else is online?
There's 36, 37, supplement 37.
What's 37?
Supplement 38.
What's 37?
37 is Binyan Maka.
Yeah, the Makar. Uh-huh. Right, and
supplement.
Okay,
37 is not matra.
Okay. Yeah, so we did already, we have 37 here?
So the 36, we didn't look at 36 so much.
Which one is 36?
36 is Inyanim, Shonim, Iberis, Inika.
Yeah, okay.
There's a lot of different topics.
Yeah, where is that? You want to see if they do 36 here?
Yes, 36
is good. Right, so you look at 36 a little bit when you have when a woman is pregnant, so she normally does not bleed, but that doesn't mean that she doesn't always bleed. She could bleed, but that's. In other words, it's not a contradiction for a woman to be a nida and be pregnant. Even though you normally it's not, but if she does bleed, so then it could be a problem.
But if she bleeds, wouldn't it be obvious it's not from the nida?
No, but it's in a case where we know for sure that it is from the Makor, and it is from the Makor, the question is, like, a lot of times when she's pregnant in the beginning, there's implantation bleeding from, you know, so a lot of times a woman could bleed when she's pregnant. And then she would be a nida. So one shouldn't think it is a. It says in Shulchan Aruch, on page 8. He says, "Im higia vesta b'mei ibura, mishahukar ubra or b'mei menikasa shehim chavdal and chadashim mishinol avlad. I feel mesav lad. Ain't tzarich lifrosh tzomuch levesta." So Rabbi Willig said many years ago, a smicha student came over to him and misread this mechaber, and he thought that the mechaber was saying that once a woman is pregnant, mishuhuka, right? So a few ain't sorek lufra stomach levesta, a few butoch buters that she's mutter. So he's saying he's not saying that. If there's blood, there's blood. He's talking about you have to be part. Is there din vestos? Bime ibur. Because vestos means even if she didn't bleed, we're expecting her to bleed, and you have to be porish. We discussed the halachas of vestos. So, if he may vesta be may ibura, in other words, last month she had got her period a certain day, and now it's chaf of that day in the next month, and now she's pregnant. So she still has to. So does she have to still keep vestos? So in those days, they didn't know that she's pregnant until 3 months into it. So she was noticeable. Today we take pregnancy tests, and if you know much before. But he says, within the first 3 months, he says, you still have to keep the vessels. In other words, if she got a period of chaf er, now she's pregnant, so chaf sivan, she still keeps chaf sivan, even though she might be pregnant now. Because she wasn't, we don't know for sure that she's pregnant in those days. So the question is, b'zman hazeh, that we do, are we still choshesh that, you see, once after the first month comes, so then even though we say the first 3 months you should still keep the vessels, but practically it's not won't be relevant anymore if she didn't bleed in the first month of her pregnancy, so then there's nothing to fall back on for the second month. Because there's no chodesh, there's nothing that she didn't have from before. Right? So, but if your mama got her period, meaning or she had some type of bleeding, then she still would be a nida. A lot of times you have different types of scenarios where you have subchorionic hematoma, you know, like the fetus is like scratching against the lining, and that's causing bleeding. So the question is that called nida? So I always thought maybe there could be a svara. I mean, even though I don't paskin this way, I paskin l'chumra because that's the minhag olam. But I always thought if you hold up your Shlomo Zalman, why shouldn't it be different than the case we spoke about yesterday? That if you take a stick and you poke, then that's makah according to Shlomo Zalman. So the baby is no different than a stick. That if the sack, you know, gets against it, but the maisa. Most poskim are machmir in this to treat it like a nida, even though I'm still not totally convinced why. But Rav David Cohen told me he thought that a machmir you have to at least be able to see that there's something there, like he said by a fibroid or something. You can point to the, but. So most people are machmir on the subchorionic hematoma. That's when the fetus is trying to latch on to the wall, and it's rubbing against it, and it causes bleeding. Because even though, because to me, it should be no different than the stick case, which Rav Shlomo Zalman said. But somehow the poskim don't want to be making even according to Rav Shlomo Zalman. I'm still working on this issue. But the question is, do you have to keep it the whole But say she had bleeding in the first month of the pregnancy, so does she have to keep? So we hold for the first 3 months, you still have to keep Vestos. And the fact that we say you don't have to keep Vestos after the first 3 months, that's the Dinvestis. If she bled at the end of the third month, so in the fourth month already, she's considered Mesulach Damim, and she doesn't have to keep Vestos. But if she was bleeding, Mamish, in the fourth month or the fifth month, so then, depending upon the regular rules of Nida, she would have to become a Nida. And Rabbi Kivega says even Bisman Azeh, we still follow the shear of the first 3 months. But the first 3 months, she has to keep Vestos if she bled them, the month before, if she has a Vestos Kavua. And Rav Moshe says that maybe not. Maybe once we know she took that she's pregnant, so then maybe you don't have to keep Vestos anymore. So Rav Moshe says that no. So Lamaisa, we still try to be machmir, but usually it only relevant usually for the first month. By the first month she didn't bleed, because she bled before the pregnancy. But if the first month she doesn't bleed, then there's nothing to be choshesh on the second month unless she has a vessel kavua. Because usually the vessel is an eid kavua. So after the first month she didn't bleed, so now the vessel kavua is gone. But Moshe says maybe it's a Nishtana HaTeroim, and the Chazaka that she's not seeing is right away. So the Maisa, the Shaila is not so relevant, because anyway, only been usually for the first month, because she bled the month before. But in a normal situation, she's not going to be leading anymore. Okay, let me see what time it is now. Okay, I think we're going to stop now, because we have to get ready for the next year. So I think what we'll do now is have one more, at least one more day of shiur on Isru Chag. And then maybe we'll start Hilchas Avelos the day after, or that Monday I'll speak to Rabbi Tavis. But there are still a couple of things that I just want to mention with the Dan Chibur, and maybe I'll make the packets, if you say that there's some packets that still need to be made. And so
listen,
I don't...
They just still need to be put online.
What? What do you say?
They just still need to be put online.
Yeah, it's there. The packets are made. So it has to be online. So you said 36A?
Yeah. 36A and 36G. 36B. And then I think the supplement is 36A.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so let me wish you all a good Shabbos and a good Yontif. Josh Blau, Avram Levitt, Zach Berger, Avi Lichshain, Ben Katz, Max Kirschblum, and Ezra Hagler, and Sonny Spitzer. And you should have a very good Yontif, and you should enjoy the Yontif, enjoy the Ruchnius and the Gashmius of the Yontif, the cheesecake, and the learning. Okay? So all should be well, and also we'll continue Bez Hashem on Wednesday, Bez Hashem.